5 weeks ago, Christian Democrats leader Jiří Čunek stepped down as Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Local Development against the backdrop of an ongoing criminal investigation into alleged corruption. 5 weeks later, Mr. Čunek has been cleared and now his return to government seems imminent. But not all of his cabinet's colleagues are happy about the idea. Jan Wellinger has the following report.
Jiří Čunek has proven more than a little capable of weathering political storms, but when he resigned on November the 1st in the face of continuing scandal, many thought they'd seen the back of him. No more. Now it appears Mr. Čunek is back. After adroitly hanging on to his post as Christian Democrat leader, weathering doubt from within, success may have now come full circle. On Tuesday, the Christian Democratic Party voted to renominate Mr. Čunek for the posts of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Local Development, paving the way for his return to the cabinet. Christian Democrat Deputy Leader David Macek spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
It wasn't a difficult decision to renominate our chairman. He resigned when a certain criminal investigation was reopened, a case which now has been closed. The case concluded in Mr. Čunek's favor, so there was no reason not to nominate him back into the government.
The problem is that the controversy surrounding Mr. Čunek doesn't end there. The party leader is also under suspicion of having abused social welfare, a scandal which has certainly not helped him in the public eye. For that reason, and perhaps others, such as Mr. Čunek's controversial stance on the Roma minority, some partners in the ruling coalition will be less than enthusiastic about a Čunek return. The head of the Green Party, Martin Bursík, on Tuesday.
If anybody expects we're going to jump for joy or that it's an agreeable solution, I don't think we can. Trust in the government is a very important issue for us, and we have a lot of difficult tasks ahead, from pension, healthcare, and continued ecological reforms. And for that, we need a government that will be strong enough and will have support.
Interior Minister Ivan Langer of the Civic Democrats took a similar view, also seeing the situation as a problem. He said Mr. Čunek's difficulties went beyond one case and that matters were not only about him as an individual, but about the government as a whole. That doesn't mean Mr. Čunek won't succeed. The decision lies with Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who has already indicated he will respect the Christian Democrats' motion. At the same time, the Prime Minister has stressed it would be better if another party member took the post of Minister for Local Development for the interim. Mr. Topolánek also called the move by the Christian Democrats hurried. It seems theirs is a decision the Prime Minister probably wishes could wait. As one Czech daily noted in its headline on Wednesday, Mr. Čunek will once again be a target for the opposition. And many would probably stress an easy target at that.
Jan Wellinger with that report.